All right, time to give back. Bottled water, desperately needed. And Kevin Rowe from Lerner & Rowe, and Lerner & Rowe Gives Back, has been working with the Phoenix Rescue Mission for years. As the temperatures reach, you know, in the triple digits, it's time to help. And he joins us now to kind of tell you how you can help save some lives by just buying water. Kevin, rockin' gross. How are you, buddy?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, man. Sorry Spencer Tatum beat you up a little bit yesterday at this time. But
like I said, Rock, at least I get to multitask.
Yeah.
Get to work out and still work. It's all good.
Hey, what year is this for you for the Phoenix Rescue Mission?
This is year three.
Okay.
And I wanted to say, first of all, thanks for allowing me to come on and promote this out there. It's such a wonderful cause that we're in, and every year it's grown bigger and bigger for us, and the need has grown bigger and bigger. And this year, with the temperatures already reaching 100, and it'll be, again, reaching back 100 this weekend, they have actually come out with a new program this year that they're calling Code Red. Summer Heat Relief Campaign, and the reason being Code Red is because the temperatures are going to be hot. We have more homeless people that are out on these streets that we need to get out there and help and attempt to save these lives. So it's really great. They kicked it off May 1st. We got involved. Our main kind of kickoff campaign was yesterday, and Lerner & Rowe got involved and donated right off the bat to make sure we help take care of all the costs. For the campaign, we put $5,000 in, and now we're going out there, everybody getting together to attempt to raise water and bring awareness to our state's homelessness. And I don't know if you know this, Rock, but Arizona is ranked fourth worst state in the nation for homelessness. So we have a lot out there that we want to get involved in and help out for this summer.
Fourth? I would have never guessed that. I would have thought it had been, you know, the East Coast, New York, Philly, Boston. I mean, you just go on and on and on, but wow, fourth. So
yeah,
what
the biggest thing, Rock, too, and I'm sorry to interrupt, the biggest thing is that in Arizona, veterans make up over 15% of our homelessness. So it's a big thing, and that's what I'm saying. It's not necessarily just, you know, people that were have addiction issues. You know, some people, that's what they think. These are people that, you know, that fought for our country, that fought for our freedom, that have got caught up in the economy or just fell on that hard time. And if anything we could do is just at least to help them because and this is something that I honestly didn't know that this got thrown at me today, but these type of temperatures, sweat alone, we are sweating out 2 to 3 gallons of water on sweat. So to stay hydrated for that, you're looking at probably 18 bottles of water a day to stay to hydrate yourself from that sweat that you're letting out. So it's a big, big, big concern.
So what is the best bet? Where can somebody go to make a donation or bring bottles of water, cases? What's the next step?
Well, the next step is this. We're challenging everybody. Everybody's a single citizen. We're challenging those companies out there to come get involved with us and help us out. And the first bet to do is go to Lerner & Rowe GivesBack.com. Go to that website. If you feel that you just want to make a donation, you can do so on that website. If you feel that you want to actually purchase water and have it delivered to any one of our office locations, you can do that as well, too. If you want to help out in any way, shape, or form, there's an email that you can email on Lerner & Rowe Gives Back website, and you can email us if you want to just get involved and help out. Well, we'll take anything at this point to get in to help us reach out there and reach out to more people.
And you said companies have already stepped up.
They have, and actually some great companies have stepped up. I know, Rock, you guys have definitely helped out a lot in getting the word out for us, and you got Wright Toyota today involved, which was fantastic, in donating or committing to donate a good chunk of money. I got the Diamondbacks, Arizona Diamondbacks, has stepped up today and contributed $1,000, which $1,000, you got to figure this, $1,000 is going to buy probably around 250 cases of water. And if you heard what I just said, you know, we're trying to raise our goal Phoenix Rescue Mission's goal. Our goal is to raise 200,000 bottles of water. Phoenix Rescue Mission's goal is to raise over 400,000 bottles of water. We right now have over 2,400 homeless people on the streets. And again, you heard me say 18 bottles of water a day just to combat the amount of sweat that's being lost. So there's a lot we can do and get out there. So we have some doctors that got involved too. We have Dr. Jazz, the chiropractor, that donated some water. We have excuse me real quick, Rock. I'm trying to get them all. I want to try and get them all in here. If not, I can do it on another day.
No, but, you're good. Go ahead. It's important. I think it's important. It's a variety of different people that are stepping up, and I think that's great. And I know you're going to have them listed on LearningOnTheRoadGivesBack.com as well. So that's a good place for people to go. I think even if it's – I mean, we were at Albertsons yesterday, Gross and I, and, $2.49 for a case of water. And, for someone to step up, maybe you don't have a lot of money to donate, but to spend $2.49 – I think it will really go far. I mean, that can help a lot of people.
Yeah, and I agree, Rock. And literally, you got to understand, and that's the key thing. You know, we have heroes that we every day that we call heroes. Those people that are first responders, firemen, policemen. You know, the veteran or those armed in the armed forces fighting overseas for us. But you, the average citizen, can become a hero today with the simplest thing of going out there and purchasing water. So it's a big thing. I really want to try and get as many people involved as we can. And I got to tell you, my office stepped up. We have a little competition. I figured that I would start a little competition with my office, and they turned around and they've had to be blown out of water. It's the whole office versus me. In the first day alone, last year we thought we did fantastic, that we'd raised about 20-25% of the total amount that Phoenix Rescue Mission collected last year. We raised over 71,000 bottles of water. And as of this morning, and we just started yesterday, as of this morning, we were able to get those in the community and those in our office to step up and donate. We've raised over 100,000 bottles of water.
Jeez.
Over 100,000 so far.
In two days. Wow.
In 2 days. So we've already beat what we did. It took us 2 months last year to get involved or to raise. So it's pretty great, and the simplest thing is we definitely want to get as many people involved. I mean, even the single individual to get involved, if it's one case that you can do, every bit helps, and we want to raise awareness to help those that are very much in need of help during the summer months.
We're all over it. Learner Road Gives Back, Phoenix Rescue Mission. Save some lives by just donating a few bucks to buy some water. It's that simple. Kevin, nice job, man. I'm glad you're doing it again. Appreciate it. We're glad to be a part of it.
Thanks so much, Rock. We always appreciate your help. Take care.
You got it. That's Kevin Rowe. Learner Rowe Gives Back. Again, that's the website, learnerandrowegivesback.com. Well, Powerball time. Gross, are you okay with, do you have something for the blue line?
No, Powerball is much more important.
We're going to do Powerball?
That's the blue line report today.
Blue line much report is Powerball time, as well as a did you know that may help you around your office. More Rock and Gross right here on NBC Sports Radio, AM 1060 Phoenix.